The 2,600 job estimate comes from a monthly survey of employers. While the numbers are only preliminary, taken together with other estimates this year, they represent a gain of more than 16,000 jobs so far in 2012. At the same time, Wisconsin's unemployment rate went up from 6.7% to 6.8%. The Department of Workforce Development's Nels Grundvig says the rising rate is due to more people returning to the workforce searching for jobs.
This is also usually a positive sign at this time of the year because what that means is that people are out actively looking for work.
The unemployment rate comes from a separate survey of households. Last month, when the rate went down, Governor Walker called it the best economic indicator on a month-to-month basis. Long-term, the Walker administration says quarterly census numbers from employers are the most accurate. The administration took the unusual step of releasing those numbers early during the recall campaign, showing 23,000 jobs gained in Walker's first year in office. The Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics still hasn't verified those numbers. That happens later this month. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.